This is Margaret. I don't know if Grace has anything to add on this. I must say that I, just speaking for myself, I feel I've had some difficulty in impressing upon the KPFK LSB that this is a priority, and there's some differences of people feeling that the LSB really shouldn't be involved in fundraising. Having said that, there was an informal effort kind of outside of the official motion or whatever from the LSB of some individual members of the LSB that met to discuss fundraising. However, I haven't had any success in getting a report on what actually happened at that meeting to be able to report something to this PMB. So I'm hoping that our next LSB meeting, you know, this could be taken seriously and the KPFK LSB, you know, move to implement the motion from the PMB.
Okay. I'm sorry, what?
It's Jack.
Yes, Jack.
There's an ad hoc committee that one LSB member or perhaps more have been organizing, I think, the development director, to work on this issue. At once, I did not attend that meeting, I believe. Possibly Grace Aaron did. They scheduled another subsequent meeting for Wednesday of this week, which was rescheduled till next week. So that's all I have to report.
Okay. Is Doc or George back and ready to report or not? Is either Doc or George back and ready to report anything? I have just a few comments. I'll see if I can fill a minute or two while George and Doc put their heads together to tell us anything. Who's that? Okay. The finances of the network are not great. And at the PNB meeting, in Houston, for the first time in a long time, the board came to grips with some very sobering information about where the network was at and how it could not continue to function given its current financial situation in a manner that was productive to the mission, to strengthening the network, et cetera. It was serious enough and sobering enough so that the board passed a resolution that its individual signal area, LSBs, would have to participate and carry some of the weight in addition to listener funds and CTB money to alleviate the financial stress that the network is experiencing. And it's serious. And, you know, we spend a lot of energy and passion on our political analysis of how the network should run. If we spent even a percentage of that on fundraising, it really would help the network. And not only that, this board passed a directive to the five stations to do exactly that. So I'm going to have this put on the very top of the agenda for the next PNB meeting, and I think that it behooves each of the signal areas to respond in a manner that is substantial.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
This is Margaret.
This is Rob Robinson.
Rob's first, Margaret's next.
We at WPFW have spent a great deal of time fundraising in the last year, and I agree that we should do more of that. I welcome that as a goal. But in view of the financial situation, I would like to point out that we have known for years that the reason that we are in financial straits is because we've consistently been losing listeners and we have not been able to keep revenue growth up. The fact of the matter is that if we are serious as a board, we should be concerned about establishing goals for growth in audience.
Okay, whoever's phone that is. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, Rob.
Yes.
Woo.
Excuse me. And the fact of the matter is that as long as I have been on this board, we cannot have an honest dialogue with management about why we cannot grow audience and why we cannot add additional revenue sources. So while I agree that the LSBs should raise more money and should be raising money now, the fact of the matter is that we have a responsibility to establish goals for growth, and one of the things that we should be looking at is goals for growth in audience. And we cannot make that happen if we cannot work with the local stations to overcome the problems that are responsible for the erosion in our audiences. Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret.
Yeah, and indeed, I think Rob gets to some of the debate that has happened on this issue on the LSB, and other directors could correct me if I'm wrong. It seems to me, the argument has been made, when I have raised, and I have on several occasions, the directive from the P&B, that what we basically have to do is change programming and work on changing programming and focus on good governance, which, of course, nobody would agree.
Margaret, hold on one second. Somebody's phone has got a lot of wind in the background or some kind of noise, and it's hard for me to hear Margaret. Is anybody else experiencing that?
Yes.
Okay. Margaret, go ahead.
I just had to switch to a cell phone. I don't know if that is
It wasn't your phone.
Problem.
I don't think it was your phone. Go ahead.
Right. So, you know, kind of that is an argument as to why we should not the LSB should not be involved in fundraising. And I really need some help from the P&B. I think it would be helpful if perhaps the chair of the P&B or the secretary or whoever sends that motion to the chair of the KPFK LSB, just kind of impressing upon the LSB that this is a motion that needs to be taken seriously and that the LSB needs to take it up. Now, having said that, I am aware that there is an informal grouping that has met about finances and about fundraising, and I'm concerned about it simply because I was part of that group and could not attend the first meeting because an emergency meeting was scheduled with Nicole Sawaya. I have not heard of any subsequent meetings, and I frankly don't know what has happened, what we can report, and how seriously this is being taken. Also, I've been asked by the development director at KPFK to really urge the LSB to be involved in the fundraising that the station itself is doing outside of the fund drive because the staff is feeling that that support from the LSB is not there. So I would like to suggest that the chair of the board or the secretary of the board get the motion to the chair of the KPFK LSB and ask that it be circulated to each member of the LSB.
I will do that, Margaret. I will undertake to
Madam
do
Chair.
That after
Jerry, this is
meeting.
George.
Madam Chair,
I could give I could give a report.
Okay, but okay, George, you're going to go after AC. I think it was AC.
Yeah.
This is Grace Aaron from KPFK. I'd like to speak eventually.
Okay, Grace. AC?
Yeah, what I was going to say, madam, that resolution was passed while we were in New Jersey.
Oh, thank you.
Mike Martin passed the resolution. And what I was talking about before was not just for the capital fund, although that's one of the main reasons, but we were talking about fundraising in general. Both the, I think Mike's motion went to the heart of the participation of the LSB members.
It did, AC. Thank you for correcting me. George, and then Grace.
We did have a meeting. I wasn't there. Deb wasn't there either, so my quick reference didn't work. And there was a willingness to consider ways in which the board would participate in development and in fundraising. But I'm sorry, I can't give you any specifics. My apologies. I didn't notice that it was on the agenda, and I can't tell you much more about it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to send out the motion again over the weekend and then to each of the LSBs, including KPFA, even though they did come up with a fundraising plan. Grace.
Yes, I have participated in detailed discussions about fundraising in our finance committee at KPFK and also in this ad hoc fundraising committee that has been attended by some station staff and by some LSB members. And we have had we have had discussions and have started motion toward some amount of fundraising efforts. Margaret, I would encourage you to call me personally, and I'll update you, and maybe there's a way you can help with that, if not, if only to motivate other LSB members. I guess that's about it.
Okay. Thank you, Grace. Okay.
Madam Chair, we're at time.
Yeah, okay. I think that we're done with this. And again, I will send out that motion again to each LSB chair and ask that it be distributed to each member of the LSB. I've been reminded, by the way, that I didn't close nominations for the committees, and I would like to close nominations at this time. Sorry about that, folks. Let's move on to item number 6, which is the report from the CFO on the financial health of Pacifica. Are you ready, Mr. Hicks?
Yes, I'm sorry. Ready to go.
Okay.
Well, I have 20 minutes.
You do have 20 minutes.
I can summarize in the first sentence. We have financial difficulties. I'll just do a few sentences on sort of how we got here, but more importantly, what I think we need to do. We lost in the last 3 years 250,000 listeners. We were approaching a million listeners, and now we have approximately 750,000. What that means is that we, each of those lost members, had become members at $25, we've lost the equivalent of $625,000. And that shows up to our bottom line as a deficit because we were hired at that level and assumed we would be at that level, and of course that's not the case. So we are running a cash deficit of around $700,000. And that's, in the past couple of years, we were lucky. We've got cash gifts from donors in each past 2 years, and that hadn't happened this year. And so our luck ran out, that is, we survived by getting on a sort of unexpected cash donation. Now, this year, there are two or three aspects which have exacerbated that situation, and I'll just mention two or three and try to do it without blame. The first one is that aside from the listenership issue, which translates directly into lost revenue, you have, for example, KPFK. KPFK, for some, I'm sure, very good reasons, did not go into drive this in the month of May. Most stations are in drive this month. They're going into drive next month. But the import of 1 month, you know, postponing that drive for 1 month is a loss of $300,000 because the bills for the month, in this case of May, the funds won't be present until June. The financial implications of postponing a drive are severe when you have no reserves, except it has no reserves. And we've been scrambling and to meet some of the basic needs of the station in terms of payroll. Now, what happens when a station with no reserves runs short of cash? What they'll tend to do is not to pay the bill. And the first bill that doesn't get paid is the national offices, central services, and the national offices includes also the board budget. Remember, we are an arm of the board. And the board's budget is in there with the national office budget. So, with the case of KPFA right now, they are behind $147,000. And we are scrambling to find those funds, not only for the national office and the board, but also for the station in terms of meeting its payroll needs. We think we have a solution, about $80,000, but we won't know until about the 7th or 8th of June, depending on how the drive goes in the first 4 or 5 days. So the first real thing I want to point at is that You can't postpone a drive because there are financial implications in doing it. The second factor is postponing the goals for a drive. Stations rightly are looking at drive goals for this, say, the spring drive. They've done it before, and they lower the goals. In some cases, $100,000. So what that means is that $100,000 less revenue, especially if there's no plan to recoup those funds. That is an immediate impact on the network, not only on the station, because they have $100,000 less in a given month than they had planned, but it also means there's less money for the national office and the board. So the first implication for these two items is that we don't have really the funds for a planned June board meeting. Just want to give you the immediate impact. And we are struggling with our own finances at the national office. And we are postponing rehiring our controller who left us in April. Can't afford to rehire that position because of the funding shortage. And we're looking at other ways in which we can reduce our expenses because it is not something that takes time. The third implication is programming in terms of our PRA unit and the archives. The archives were due to have an on-air fundraising half day in April, but that proved difficult. They weren't able to be on the air. They, in effect, were not able to raise the budgeted amount to $120,000. Well, that's serious for them. So we end up, we'll cover their payroll, and they're looking for a date still. But stations are finding dollars to be extremely rare, and they don't know if they can find a half day for PRA. And if they don't find a half day for PRA, then those funds are lost, and we have another issue to deal with. So this issue of getting on the air, especially for PRA, is very serious. And we're looking for other ways to recoup some of those funds. WBAI. WBAI, as we all know, has had some longstanding issues.
Well, that sounds great. Whatever that is. Somebody hit your mute. Whoever. Guys, you can't have a meeting with that noise on the phone. Does anybody know?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello. Wow.
Guys.
Okay, everybody mute.
Everybody mute and come back one at a time. Sherry's back.
She's back.
Okay.
Mia's back.
Okay.
This is the guy back.
Grace is back.
Okay.
It's Joe.
Hi.
Ambrose.
Hi.
Jack is back.
This is Rob.
Jack is back.
Kathy's sure.
Hi.
Carolyn's
here. Hi.
Lori.
Back.
Who?
Sarp.
Okay. Lonnie, okay. Are you back?
I was working at WBAI.
Okay.
And their situation, longstanding, they're in arrears on their debt of $50,000. And this current fiscal, the drive is not going well, from what I understand. They're about $70,000 off of pay. Well, that's a serious issue because even while the drive may bring in, say, I don't know, $500,000 or $600,000, it will not be enough Each station needs at least 3 months to last to the next drive. That means they'll run out of money in a month and a half or two, or the second month, and not have enough money to meet payroll in the third month. That is, their next drive is after this one won't be until August. That's a long period of time. So they will not be able to meet payroll, given the current levels. And that means they'll not be able to pay their bills. And we look at other stations. Right now, the three stations that are having the most difficulty would be KPFK, PRA, and WBAI. What to do? Well, for the KPFK situation, they are going into drive on June 4th. And we think we found some money so as to avoid a payroll issue, although that is not the end of the story. Even though they're going to drive, and I understand they're going to increase their goal for the drive, it will not be enough. They were hoping to avoid a summer drive, which they had planned by increasing the goal. I don't know if it's true. I was just told this, that we're going to increase the drive for this particular drive here in May. And hopefully that would mean they wouldn't be able to have to do a drive in August. That was the plan. But if you look at the numbers, that not doing a drive in the summer doesn't look feasible because you cannot raise enough money to last until October. That's a huge amount of money that you would have to raise here in the spring, close to $2 million. Doesn't seem feasible. The first point about K I would make is that I'm not seeing how a summer drive could be avoided. And the expenses at KPFK are high, not through any fault of theirs. They've just grown up over the years. They've gotten legal expenses, some yet to come. They have monies they're spending on the transmitters, the Mount Wilson, Santa Barbara. Those expenses for that station are $50,000,
$60,000, $70,000. I'm sorry, Lonnie, could you speak up?
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me?
It's difficulty. Raise your voice.
I'll try to talk a little louder. I'm saying that Margaret, I was saying that, you know, the plan in place to increase the drive goal to over and above a million, to 1.4 million, to avoid a summer drive, will not work on paper. A summer drive seems inevitable. They need another $400,000 in the summer because the amount of money that can be raised on this spring drive will not last until October, excluding the summer. The second issue is that the expenses for the station are high. I did the cash flow report. Folks can look at that, and it projects expenses all the way through September 30th. But what it means is that people at K will have to get together and look at what monies can be raised. The LSB initiative is very serious, and the station needs the help of that LSB to raise money. It is not optional now. It is absolutely essential. They will not make payroll without revenue, and they'll run out of money around August, July, but they will not have payroll in July, August, certainly not September. So you either raise revenue when you know what that target is, and for KPFK it's a minimum of $300,000, and they have to do a summer drive of some sort. The second thing is expenses. That the expenses of the station are high. Maybe that negotiations may have to be reopened with the union. It may be. Even though that's painful, maybe there's some way to save money in that area.
Ronnie, I'm going to ask that rest of that topic be discussed in the executive session.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
All right, so that would be KPFK, WBAI. A similar story. Similar issues, similar choices. More revenue, serious money raising or listener elevation, program changes, and cutting expenses. Don't see a way around it. They will likely crash too, although a little bit sooner. National office. We are impacted, and the board, because we are part of the board, We're struggling now. We're struggling this month because stations don't have the revenues. Can't pay. It's not just central services. I want to be clear about that. Central services pays for the health care plan for the stations. And that means if an employee goes to the doctor and the doctor says the health plan hasn't been paid for. Why? Because we haven't been paid to pay the bill for the health plan. It means that the board, we don't have enough money for a June board meeting. We don't have the $50,000 to $65,000. We just don't have it. And hopefully we can make some other arrangements, maybe postpone the meeting until funds come through to us. So, the issues around what to do are painful. I'm willing to work with all the stations and do what we need to do. They're not impossible. We're talking $600,000 to $700,000. That's what we need by September 30th. That's the target. And I think that's doable. I'll finish with WPFW. KPFT is doing okay on its cash flow. Cross your fingers and hope that doesn't change. WPFW, while it has cash in the bank, as you can see from my report, $500,000, they have a slightly different issue. They're in a building that's been sold, and they're very well aware of this. They have a match money they have to raise. It would be wonderful if they can do that and raise $500,000 between now and September 30th. That would be a good head start. But that's tough to do, too, and the station is well aware. But that has to be undertaken and started. They've started, but the plan has to be clear and everybody on board, and they need a timetable. The timetable for them to get started on that, to raise that kind of money, they need in the next 30, 45 days to really get serious about it. Bottom line, and I'll finish here, we have to raise $700,000 between now and September 30th by any means necessary from the LSPs, from the stations, looking at their goals, from expense reductions, or a mixture of all of them. But that's our goal. That's our problem right now. Well, I didn't mean to mean abruptly, but... And what has to be done is that the KWBI people have station has to sit down with staff and start the process of looking at every cent, every dime, every penny.
Okay.
With KPFK, they have to do that plus look at the drive goal, this drive goal, plus what the plan will be for the summer, because that is not yet in place. We have a 60th anniversary coming up for the network and 50th for, I believe, KPFK. The revenue activities around that have not congealed at any station. We passed a second motion in Newark that called for the development of fundraising around the 60th anniversary. As far as I know, no station has really started to do that. It's the best time, a great time to start looking at raising money. It's your 60th. But nothing so far. But bottom line, minimum $700,000 for the network is what we need. We're beginning discussions with the stations,
okay.
No solution to that one so far.
Okay. Madam Timekeeper, where are we at time?
You have three more minutes on this item.
Okay, I would entertain, we could do it two ways, guys. There are issues that have to be discussed in executive session. I can entertain questions now to the CFO.
A point of information?
Yes, Margaret.
Yeah, the ED participating in the meeting this evening?
She's on the phone call, yes. And I think she's still on the phone call. Nicole, are you still on the phone call? She might have. I guess she's no longer on the phone call. Okay. We can do...
Hello? Can you hear me?
Nicole?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I am on the phone call. I'm sorry. I wasn't used to muting and unmuting.
Okay. Yes, Margaret.
I just wanted to add something quickly to Ronnie's report.
Okay.
And... yes, and I commend Lonnie for giving the straight-up brutal truth, that there are other ancillary liabilities as well that we're looking at. It's not just as simple as needing $700,000, which we need, of course, to eradicate the deficit that has been now incurred by both WBAI and KPFK in money owing to the national office in this ongoing attempt to pay these bill backs and to pay the bills. That $700,000 is separate and apart from making sure we make our operating goals. And the drives are soft. We also have a tremendous amount of 1099s out. We have a lot of liabilities for contractors and 1099s. We're starting to do an audit on that. It's difficult to piece it together. It's very complex. This has been ongoing and systemic. So our liabilities there are even more liabilities out there than just the operational liabilities of all our units. It's serious. We have to look at reductions everywhere. And some of that involves protocols around our collective bargaining agreements.
Nicole, we're going to discuss that in the executive session.
I understand.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
Well, the Finance Committee has...
Can you identify yourself? Who is it?
Lonnie.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lonnie. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, the Finance Committee has appointed a contingency group, and I think that that group has to meet and report back to the board every 2 weeks or so. I think we must get moving and have a group that is focused on this, you know, weekly.
Okay.
Can I add to that, Madam Chair?
Is that Nicole? Just a second.
Yes.
Mike Martin.
We're at time.
Okay. Thank you, Bonnie. In terms of the Finance Committee, they have been meeting. They have a meeting coming up this week on the 20th. I will communicate to the chair of that committee, Mike Martin, the urgency of the need for the contingency plans as well. Nicole.
Yes, with regard to contingency, several of the general managers have gotten in touch with me, and as you know, I just got back as well from an East Coast trip, and just so you all know, I don't take a per diem, and I've really tried to keep expenses down. I'm not billing back for much at all except taxis to the airport. Nonetheless, I'm also getting together with the GMs, hopefully sometime next week, to begin to share what we can do as contingency planning in the short term with what we've got and with the drives that are going on. Some other liabilities out there are the HD grants, which have to either be met or not. And then if they're not met, we have to send the money back to CPB. We've gotten those in restricted accounts now. And I've been talking with the three stations that need to do this HD conversion. There are different plans, but I'm beginning to set deadlines of whether if there's going to be a match or not. We just have to do that in order to move forward.
Okay, thank you. We're at time, guys, and I think that this is going to come back up again in some other corollary issues to the finances in executive session. We're right now at an hour and a half, and as you can see, we have three items left on the agenda before we move to executive session. So unless someone has a critical question now, I would ask, and I will leave time in the executive session for further questioning around issues that have to be discussed in executive session. So I'd like to entertain, let me know right now if anybody has questions of Lonnie now. Okay. Thanks, everybody. I appreciate that, and it will come up again, as I said, when we move through this agenda. We have a... Lonnie, thank you very much, and Nicole, thanks also for contributing to that. We have now item number 7, a motion from the Coordinating Committee on PMB meetings, cost saving, and that's 15 minutes, and I believe that Jack is going to motivate this part of the discussion as well.
Yes, I have a motion that the Coordinating Committee approved. I am not personally in support of this motion. I'll read it and ask members who voted for it to motivate it. It reads as follows. that the two remaining meetings be held as described by the bylaws. Those are the two remaining Pacifica National Board meetings. That the two remaining meetings be held as described by the bylaws. That we investigate the steps now to reduce the cost of those meetings, and that the necessary cost-cutting steps be taken, and that a budget for the two meetings be established. So I'd like to call on either Sophia or Ambrose, who voted for this motion, to motivate it.
I'm willing to speak.
Okay,
Sophia,
go ahead.
The purpose of the motion is to address what appears to me as an continuing effort to undermine or at least efforts which are resulting in the undermining of the governance component of the foundation.
I have to ask you not to impugn the motives of people who disagree with you. Go ahead.
The first under the in the name of cost cutting was to not have a joint meeting between the board and the staff, which affected communication between the two. The next proposal is to eliminate, at this point, a board meeting. There is a reason why governance was established, and that reason was to make sure that we have a network and not five individual stations. The decisions that are being made continue that the process of undermining and undermining the governance, and it's further manifest in the treatment of the bylaws, indeed proposals to completely change the bylaws, and I think that it undermines the structure and process and the overall health of the foundation, jeopardizes the mission, and places the board at risk of being liable for misfeasance and malfeasance. The financial condition of the organization is not a new event and is one that that we had a duty, or meaning the board, had a duty to address some time ago. So eliminating a board meeting is a short-term solution, which not only doesn't solve the problem, but it doesn't contribute to a long-term solution. The motion urges that we keep the structure and process intact, and that there is a reduction, a proportionate reduction in the level of function that the various stations would also experience, as represented by, for example, layoffs on the staff station level, putting national staff on. Taking steps as it relates to national staff to make adjustments and to make an adjustment in the quality of board, upcoming board meeting within a specified budget. For instance, the estimate is that each board meeting costs $55,000. Well, if the theory is that having only one other, and I think I'm counting it right, that it would be only one other as opposed to two other board meetings, then that the cost of the board meetings would be reduced to allow for two, but at a significantly reduced amount of money. So if it costs $55,000, then we would say that we would only spend $70,000, and that $70,000 would cover the cost of two board meetings, and we would have to figure out a way to do that, whether it means doubling up in hotel space or going to a college campus. There are other organizations that have board meetings that do not cost $55,000, and if it even means consulting with them, then we need to do that. But to continue this dismantling and undermining of the governance is violative of the mission, and it's violative of our responsibilities as board members.
Madam Chair, I would speak to a few things on this.
Go ahead.
I want to come at this from a few other places. One, I think, with all the, excuse me, hold on for a second. Sorry. With all of the financial concerns that we have that are obviously glaringly important, I think it's really important for the PNB to take a leadership role in realizing how very serious these problems are. The stations are all going to have to go through cuts of one sort or another and are going to have to be making some really tough decisions. And I think it is incongruous for the PNB to not do the same and in that way take a leadership role. I know that everyone has spent a lot of time for a long time talking about how easy it is to just cut the cost of these meetings. In my real job, I am essentially a festival planner. I buy 900 hotel nights for one festival. The festival is in October. I contract for those rooms in February. If we are to go ahead and have a meeting in June, it's simply not possible for the people planning the meeting to be able to also keep in account that they're trying to do this cheaper. It's just not efficient to approach meetings that way. And I do think that with the technology that we have right now, we should be investigating other ways, whether it be video conferencing, more telephone conferences, more hard work in the committees, whatever we have to do to make this work a little smoother. But
somebody's talking in the background.
With everything going on and with fuel costs and everything else and with, frankly, airlines going out of business every few weeks, we need to be looking at the fact that airfares are going to be much more expensive. And also, I'm really concerned about the amount of time that it takes the national office to be setting up these meetings. I think that's pressing a little bit. The KPFA-LSB passed this proposal to pass on to the PNB, and as I understand it, another LSB would have to come in on this also if we were to go about it that way. And I hope that everyone has had a chance to read some of the background material that I sent through for the case for easing these meeting requirements.
Hello?
Margaret would like to get on the stack.
All right. Bonnie, you're done?
Yeah, for now.
Okay. Margaret, you're next. I didn't hear anybody between Margaret, so go ahead.
This is Grace. I'd like to be on the stack also.
Yeah, I would really like to support what Bonnie is saying, and I hear everything Afia, you know, is saying that was very well said, and I don't think anyone on this board really, or even in our management in the national office, is interested in undermining management. So I would really like to go on record on that. However, I can tell you the mood certainly at KPFK among the staff, people are really, really upset given the financial crisis. And we heard that there's a financial crisis, and it seems to me as though we just have to focus on that, that given a financial crisis, that the board would not take the kind of leadership that Bonnie is talking about. I hear what she is saying about doing things low cost. I'm part of a grassroots network. We've never ever stayed in a hotel for anything. So I certainly understand that. However, I think that the station is in crisis right now. The staff can be very demoralized. We're about to go into a fund drive at KPFK. It's one of those people that have to be on the air begging for money. People are very freaked out. There's a lot of pressure. There's talk of staff cuts, et cetera. And people are really concerned about the cost of the in-person board meetings and are very interested in us finding another way to be able to communicate without even spending $50,000 or $70,000 or whatever it is. And I think part of the frustration of people is that we have had this discussion on this national board already. From what I recall, we had a discussion, and indeed there were some people that worked on finding some language to, you know, formulate it so that we could not have the June meeting and it be a cost-saving measure. And rather than that happening, we're back to having this discussion again, being on our phones, spending money, having, again, a discussion that we have already had that went to, I guess, it went to a committee and came back with a different point of view. But I am all with what Bonnie, I think that we need to respect the listeners' money, people who call and pledge in their little $25 and $20, et cetera, and get real and figure out how we're going to raise some money and keep the station on the air and not be so concerned about us flying across country and meeting in person. I think that there are other ways, if we get creative, of taking care of the business of this foundation and not to ask the staff to be taking cuts and for those of us pitching to be going overboard and doing summer fund drives, et cetera, when the board itself is not willing to take any drastic measures. Thank you.
Okay, Grace.
George, put me on the stack, please.
Grace.
Sorry, I had to unmute myself. I would have been much more in favor of cutting out the June meeting, or if we had to push it off to July, that probably would be acceptable, but except for the fact that we have newly seated board members who really haven't gotten a chance to meet the other board members. Also, I think we might have a big upset on the part of listeners in our signal areas if we violate the bylaws without doing it formally. Now, I helped put on a major concert recently at UCLA, and I took care of all the hotel rooms and travel for all the performers. And I have costed it out, and for 30 people, the airfare should not cost more than $9,000. I got hotels for approximately 40 people. At the rate that we got it for three nights, it would cost a total of $12,600. This is UCLA housing. Hotel housing, not campus housing. And at $35 a day per diem, per person for food, that should be no more than another $4,000. Literally do, there would be conference room costs, I'm sure, but we could literally do this for less than $40,000. That should never be more than $40,000, and that would be, but there may be other ways to do it even cheaper than that, but I have found the national office to be unresponsive regarding informing the PNB members as to when the board meetings are going to be, so we can plan them in our lives and how we should get our flights arranged, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that we need management to help to arrange these things so that they're done much more efficiently and more cheaply. I have no idea where we're going to have the next in-person PNB meeting, if at all. And but I think that, unfortunately, we have to figure out a way to have it and possibly eliminate one later in the year, because we need to have all our board members get to know each other so that we can work together as governors.
Okay, you're repeating yourself. George?
This is the guy I like to add to the stack.
Okay. George? George? Hello? Okay, Zakai, we'll come back to George. Go ahead.
Couple things. Sure, I would love to see everybody in person. That would be beautiful. I think we need to be aware of not only the cost, but the environmental impacts of everybody flying all the time. I think that one thing, I'm working with the Children's Defense Fund on a project, and they have a travel agent that they give them a budgetary cap, so the flight cannot go over a certain amount without having clearance from the ED of that organization. I think that's something you might want to look at to kind of cap the amount the flights would cost, so we can keep them below a certain level. And that may mean rerouting people or them having to fly at more inconvenient times, but it would keep the cost down. Thirdly, I just suggest that in the future, as we think about the future of these meetings, that we look into video conferencing. This is 2008. We're in the 21st century. There are, you know, the technology is available for us to meet via video versus having to fly and meet in person. That will be an option that will be considerably cheaper, and I hope we can consider that as we move on. Thank you.
Thank you, Zakai. Is George?
Am I on now? This is.
Well, George, I called on you, but you disappeared. You're up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was muted and didn't know it. I think we need to take leadership in this, and we certainly need to cut back on the costs of the conferences. But you save as much by reducing every one of them by 25% as you do by eliminating one of them. At the last conference, Deb had organized some things that could have been done at approximately half the cost in a regular hotel. The rooms would have been, in fact, half as much, and the food would have been cheaper. The airfare, of course, would have been the same. So I have no doubt whatever that we can make substantial reductions, and I think we need to do that. I think for the reasons that Effie has said, this is not a time to sort of cut back on the governance. This is a time for us to get to know each other better, to take the reins in hand, so to speak. And I think there's something about sitting around at dinner and talking to each other that's very, very useful and doesn't happen in these conferences and doesn't happen in teleconferences either. So I'm quite supportive of the committee resolution.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay. Hearing none, I would entertain someone calling the question.
Oh, I call the question.
It's here.
Second. Okay, great. Mary?
Madam Chair, this is Jamie. I have a point of order.
Yes, Jamie.
Do you need to call the question if all the comments are closed?
I have no idea.
Okay. No, you don't.
Okay, thanks. Mary, are you on the phone call?
Yes.
Okay. Could you take the roll?
Is information, please?
Who is that?
This is Kathy. Would it be possible to hear the motion again?
Yes. Kathy,
I can read it.
Go ahead.
Jerry, that the two remaining meetings be held as described by the bylaws, that we investigate the steps now to reduce the cost of those meetings, and that the necessary cost-cutting steps be taken, and that a budget for the two meetings be established.
Thank you.
Madam?
Yes, Stacey.
I also think that if we're thinking about having the two meetings with the reduction in the cost, I think one of the elements that we should be looking at is other modes of hotel accommodations. I mean, there, I can just recall that when I was in the peace movement, we use convents, we use all sorts of things. Universities, the universities, for example, is out in summer for the most part, and we need to check into and find out about these other modes used in the hotels. But I think that what everybody has said was very enlightened, including the statement that Bonnie made and the statement that that Afia made, is also, and the other ones that have been made. But I'm also thinking of the statements that the assessment that Lonnie has made too. I mean, we're in very grave financial situation, and although I recognize the necessity for us to meet, it seems to me that we're in such bad financial. I'm not so sure that we should go ahead with this before we check into those other modes. I would hope that we would delay a confirmation of this, delay the resolution, and take care of that on another conference call.
Well, AC, if you remember, at the Houston meeting, we said that the June meeting could be held in June or July or August or September.
Yeah,
that passed, so this is mostly...
We should hold up on the meetings until...
George had a point of order.
This whole conversation is out of order.
I know.
You've already called the question on
the
vote, so it really shouldn't be happening.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't hear the question call.
Point of order.
Who? I don't think calling the question should be used as a means of enforcing one's own opinion. My thing is that I didn't hear the call. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We did have a call for the question. There wasn't any objection. Somebody else had a point of order?
Oh, I withdraw it. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. So, well,
I hope it will be considered.
Thanks, AC. All right, Mary.
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Yes. Yes, sorry.
Nia Bediaco.
No.
Evelyn Bassoon. Carolyn Bird.
Yes.
AC Bird.
No. What are we voting on exactly?
We're voting
to have two face-to-face meetings.
To have the two remaining meetings.
Madam Chair, one in
February.
Two remaining meetings. What?
One in June and one in.
Could the secretary? Yes, ma'am.
What did you want?
I want somebody to read that motion so that.
Okay. Jack, would you read the motion again, please?
Yes, that the two remaining meetings be held as described by the bylaws. That we investigate the steps now to reduce the cost of those meetings, and that the necessary cost-cutting steps be taken, and that a budget for the two meetings be established.
Okay. Mary, would you start at the top of the list again, please?
Would I start again?
Mm-hmm.
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Nia Bediaco.
No.
Evelyn Bassoon. There was quite a loud noise outside my window. Okay, Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
AC Bird?
No.
Sakai Free?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Athena Mongasa?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott?
No.
Sarv Randhawa?
Pass.
Okay, thank you. George Ryder?
Yes.
Rob Robinson? Rob Robinson. Jamie Ross?
I'm sorry, I said yes.
You said yes, thank you. Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Oh, wait, I didn't vote there, Mary. I think that was Rob that said yes. Is that correct?
No, he didn't vote yet.
Yes, it is.
I didn't hear Rob Robinson.
Yeah, Rob said yes, but I didn't say yes.
Well, is he there? Can he?
I didn't hear.
I'm here, and yes, I did say yes. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I couldn't find my mute button.
I abstain. My vote is to abstain.
Let's see.
This is Jamie's vote is to abstain.
Okay, you abstain. Okay. That's correctly, apparently. Okay. Lori Taguma. Lori Taguma.
Yes. Excuse me.
You vote how?
Yeah.
You vote yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Van Aken?
No.
Joe Wonsala?
Yes.
Okay, there were those. I will ask again. Evelyn Bassoon, are you on the call? Are you muted? Hello? Sarah Vandawa, you passed.
I abstain.
Okay. Is there anyone else who wanted to vote who did not have the chance to do that? Please let me know. Okay.
Can't hear you, Mary.
Oh, I asked if anyone else who wanted to vote and had not.
Mary, I would like to change my vote to no.
Do you want to go no instead of abstain?
It's 7 no, 10 yes, and 2 and 1 abstention.